Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, in other words, seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azawajal, my dear viewers, in this silsila of the discussion of death, Alhamdulillah azawajal, in a previous episode, I discussed about those who are exempted from questioning in the grave. And inshallah azawajal, in this episode, I will discuss about the torment of the grave. Bukhari has reported from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabil qabr. Translation. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the torment of the grave. Bukhari reports from Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the torment of the grave is a reality, in other words, true. Hazrat Shaykhain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reporting from Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, those in the grave are given such punishment, in other words, so intense punishment, that the animals are able to hear them. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an reports that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, 99 huge serpents are set upon an unbeliever in his grave until Qiyamah, which will continue to bite him. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, In the grave of a Muslim is a garden, and his grave is expanded by 70 yards. His grave is as bright as the light of the full moon. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, Do you know with regards to what? This verse of the Quran was revealed. Part 16, Surah Taha, verse 124, Verily for him there is a life of distress. So the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, It is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam who know best. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, This was revealed with regards to the torment in the grave faced by an unbeliever. I swear by him in whose divine power is my life, 99 huge serpents will be set upon an unbeliever in his grave, which will continue to hiss and bite him until Qiyamah. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Two snakes will be set upon an unbeliever in his grave, one from his head side and one from his feet. They will continue biting him until Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Protect yourself from the splashes of urine, as this is the general cause for the torment of the grave. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed by two graves, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Both of them are being punished. And this is not due to some serious issue. One of them did not protect himself from the splashes of urine, and the other was a talebearer. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then took a branch of a tree and broke it into two pieces. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then planted a piece into each grave. The Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is the reason for doing this? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, for as long as they do not become dry, Allah will allow the torment of the grave to be lessened upon them. Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, seek refuge in Allah from the torment of the grave. The punishment of the grave is most often caused due to the drops of urine and backbiting. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anha reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, punishment in the grave is generally due to three things: urine, backbiting, and tail bearing. The tafsir of this verse by Hazrat Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala an mentions that kama ya'isa al-kuffaru min ashabil qubur. Part 28, Surah Al-Mumtahina, verse 13. Just as the unbelievers have lost all hope in the dwellers of the graves. When the unbelievers will be inflicted with humiliating punishment in the grave, they will be deprived from the mercy of Allah. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reports, I was passing by the plains of Badr when suddenly a man emerged from a pit with chains, in other words shackles, on his neck. He called out to me saying, O Abdullah, give me water. Now I cannot say if he called me by my name or he used the manner in Arabia, whereby people say Abdullah to get your attention. Another person emerged behind him who had a whip in his hand. He said to me, O Abdullah, do not give him any water, for he is an unbeliever. He then struck him with the whip until he returned to the pit. I went to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and mentioned this incident to him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, did you see him? I said, yes, I did. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, it was Abu Jahl, the enemy of Allah, and this punishment upon him will continue until Qiyamah. Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when at times asked his Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, did anyone from amongst you see a dream today? Then once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, at night two people appeared to me and they said to me, come with us. So I went with them. They brought me to the Holy Land, where we saw a person lying down and another person was standing at his headside with a rock, and he was continuously crushing his head with the rock. Every time he crushed it, I returned to normal to be crushed again. I said to the angels, Subhanallah, who is this? They said, go ahead. We passed now by a person who was sleeping on his neck, and a person was standing over him with an iron tongue. He was holding his jaws from one end and pulling it towards his nape, and he was pulling his nostrils and eyes towards his nape as well. Then he did the same from the other side. He would not as yet complete what he was doing on one side, and the other side would return to normal. And he then went on doing the same thing. I asked them who this was. They said, go ahead. We then passed by a stove from which sounds of noise and disturbance could be heard. When we looked in, we found naked men and women inside, and from underneath, flames were leaping towards them. As the flames leapt towards them, they would scream. I asked, who are they? They said, go ahead. We went further and then reached a river, which was of red blood. A man was swimming in the river, and a man was standing on the bank of the river with many rocks. The man swimming in the river would come in front of the man standing on the bank. He would then open his mouth wide and the man would shove a rock into his mouth. He would then swim for a while and then return. He would again open his mouth wide and the person would again shove a rock into his mouth, and this continued to happen. I asked, who was this? They said, go ahead. We then went further. When we came across a person who looked very dreadful to look at, he had with him fire and he was going around it. I asked, "Who is this?" They said, "Go ahead." We then entered a lush green garden, which boasted every fruit of spring. In the garden there was a person who was so tall that his head touched the sky. He also had some children with him, whom I had never seen before, and never have I seen with my eyes a garden so beautiful before. They said to me, "Enter it." We entered it and entered such towns which were made from bricks of gold and silver. We reached the door of the city and opened it. When we entered it, the people there were astonishing. Some parts of the body were very beautiful and other parts were ugly. The angel said to them, "Go ahead and enter the river." There was a river in front of them, the water of which was purely white. They entered the river, and when they returned, their ugliness was transformed into beauty. The angel said, "This is Jannat al-Adn, and this is your final abode." Now when I raised my head, I saw a mansion as white as clouds. They said to me, "This is your home." I listened to them. "Barakallahu feekuma, now leave me to enter my mansion." "You will surely enter it, but not now." I said to them, "Explain all which we saw at night." They said, "The first person whom you saw is the person who learned the Quran and left it and was in the habit of sleeping at the time of Fard Namaz. He will be treated in this manner until Qiyamah. The second person was a liar. He will be treated in this manner until Qiyamah. The naked men and women were adulterers, and the man swimming in the river of blood is the one who used to take interest. And the one going around the fire was Malik, the custodian of hell, and the tall person standing in the garden is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The ones standing with him are those children who passed away on fitrat, in other words, Deen Ibrahimi. The Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will the children of the mushrikeen also be included amongst them?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Yes." The angels also said, "Those who were half beautiful and half ugly were those who did both good and bad deeds, and Allah Almighty forgave them." The angels said, "I am Jibreel alayhi salam, and with me is Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam." The ulama have mentioned that this dream is a categorical command with regards to the torment in Barzakh, because the dreams of the Anbiya kiram alayhim salatu wassalam are wahi, in other words, divine revelation. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith al-Isra, "Then I passed by such a place where some spreads were laid out, on which there was really good meat, but none was going near it, and further in front there were spreads with rotten meat, which was being eaten by many people. I asked Jibreel alayhi salam, 'Who are these people?' So he said, 'These are those who left that which was halal and went towards that which was haram.' I then went further and I saw some people whose stomachs were as huge as clay pots. When anyone from amongst them would attempt to stand, he would immediately fall, saying, 'Oh my Rabb, do not establish Qiyamah.' These people are lying on the path of the people of Fir'aun, and whichever nation passed by would trample over them, and they were pleading in the court of Allah. I said, 'O Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people?' He said, 'These are those in your ummah who took interest.' I then went further and saw some people who had lips like camels. They were opening their mouths and eating fire, and this fire was exiting from under them. I asked about who they were. He alayhi salam said, 'These are the ones who usurped the wealth of the orphans.' I then went a bit further and saw women whose breasts were hanging. I asked, 'Who are they?' He said, 'These are adulteresses.' I then went further and saw people from whose sides flesh was being cut off, and it was being said to them, 'Eat this like you ate the flesh of your brother.' I asked, 'Who are they?' He said, 'They are those who used to backbite and looked for faults in others.'" Hazrat Hassan reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who died swearing any of my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then Allah will set upon him such a creature which will eat his flesh, and he will face this pain until Qiyamah. I pray to Allah that He gives us all the ability that we're able to be protected from the punishment of the grave. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes a grace from the gardens of paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.